Jeanette Thornton is in the house. She is our financial specialist. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what's in the news and what's been in the news, with the exception of 45, President 45.
Right.
And, of course, you know, St. Louis is in the news today. But we're still talking about Hurricane Irma. We're still talking about Hurricane Harvey. Mm-hmm. And so many people were impacted and affected by it.
Yes.
But I don't want those scammers to get a hold of my people.
Absolutely.
One of the biggest scams that I've seen from previous floods and hurricanes is those cars.
Yeah.
People selling flooded cars across the country.
And right now they're estimating over 1 million flooded cars are going to enter the marketplace. That's over a million for sale.
All around the country.
So for people who don't live in Texas, who don't live in Florida, who don't live in Georgia, this still matters to you, because they're going to end up all over the north, south, east, or west. You think about it. People are desperate to get rid of these cars and to get some money. So we have to be really smart about this. So number one, you want to do the obvious. You definitely want to get the Carfax.
Of course.
Number two, you should not buy a used car without having a mechanic look at it.
Okay.
You need an outside independent mechanic to look at it.
Even if it's like one of like a Dodge or a Ford, even if.
I don't care what it is.
Did you see her face?
It doesn't matter.
You couldn't even get it out.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care if it's a
And I know a lot of times some of us are on a budget where we don't think we can afford to do that, but we cannot afford to buy a flooded car.
Oh, no.
We cannot afford. The next thing you want to do is, anyone who's buying a used car right now, you want the seller to sign a statement that this car was not flooded.
Okay.
Make them sign it as part of the deal. So that way, if something happens later on, you have some legitimate recourse right now, because they actually signed a statement. So you can just draft it yourself. You don't have to have a lawyer do it. Make them sign it. Nothing wrong with having that notarized either, but that's also a backup
for you to do
as well.
Yes. That's good stuff. And so I've noticed that a lot of people are getting with contractors.
Yes.
And different people who are going to fix their homes. Do you have any tips for those people who are connecting with contractors?
Now, here's a really good site people should go to. So if you've been impacted by any of the storms or know someone, tell them to go to FTC.gov. That's the Federal Trade Commission, FTC.gov. And they have this whole section on contractors, because they have a section called Avoid Hurricane Cleanup Scams.
Okay.
Because people need to be mindful of people who are demanding payment before doing work,
working
with people who are not actually licensed.
Uh-huh.
And so these all are probably going to be requirements of your insurance company for them to reimburse you for anything.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to make sure that you go to, again, FTC.gov. Again, a great article about that. And they also have a great article about how to verify a hurricane relief charity, too.
Indeed.
So for those of us who want to help.
So F as in Frank.
Yes.
T as in Terry. C as in car.
Yes.
.org.
.gov.
.gov.
G-O-V, yes.
Okay, G-O-V. FTC.gov. Yeah. I heard Mama saying, what she say, Lord have mercy? Get your pencil and paper and tell them what it is. So I want to make sure Mama got it, because I can hear my mama wanting that information. And so, honestly, guys, I really want you to grab a hold to this information. I want to do a little review. I want to take this thing slow with you, because I want to make sure that you don't get taken advantage of, and I don't want your family to get taken advantage of. Listen, homes and cars were flooded.
Absolutely.
They're not going to let those cars just sit there.
Mm-mm.
They're going to try to dry them out, and they're going to put them, like millions of cars will be put all around the United States of America. What Jeanette is challenging us to do is, number one, of course, get the Carfax. And then in the next 24 months, because I think it takes about 24 months, 36 months for those cars to really, you know, kind of get out of the marketplace.
Right.
She's challenging us to write up a document. Not that it has to go through a lawyer,
no.
But this car was not flooded.
Yep. And make them sign it.
And sign right here, sign right here.
Yes.
Boom. And if they can't do that, don't be so emotional that you pick up that car anyway.
Right.
Because you don't want to get a lemon later. And then number two, when it comes to contractors, she gave us an amazing website, FTC.gov, that you can go to and look at some contractors.
Yes, and get some tips on what to look for and how not to get scammed. Because, you know, imagine, I've had a house that's had over 4 feet of water in it.
Wow.
So I know what it's like to want to get your stuff out of there. And so you're just so desperate and you want to take help from anyone. You need to get direction from your insurance company and make sure that you're not working with anyone who's not licensed or who's demanding money before they do any work.